The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. After a week in Dubai, my time clock for Christmas is all out of synchronisation. Yes, the town decorations are up and the dark evening's quite festive, but I haven't done anything at home. I also came down with a head cold less than a day after getting back. It has cooled down a bit, like 15 degrees Celsius during the day, so it was a bit of a shock after Dubai's 29-30 degrees. Also going through wet, cold Charles de Gaulle and then 6 degrees centigrade Madrid, it was obviously too much for me. Also, you're in close proximity to so many people, but at least people with some lurgy tend to wear a mask nowadays. Perhaps trying to sort Christmas things this last week will help me get in the mood. But popping back to thoughts on Dubai, if you check any most visited cities list, you'll find Dubai somewhere near the top, and I can't understand that. I just don't, doesn't do it for me. The worst thing is the air. It seems like permanent dust and pollution, neither a surprise as it's on the edge of or in a desert. SUVs and speeding gas-guzzling cars everywhere, plus gas flaring and monster gas power stations. The city must be at least 50 kilometres along the coast, so the metro takes almost 2 hours end to end, and a taxi to most places sets you back about 70 to 80 New Zealand dollars. The main attractions seem to be Disneyland-like places and monster shopping malls. That could be anywhere in the world and are crowded with people. Also, the stratification of people is obvious. Rich ruling sultans out of view, except at COP, white European expats making lots of money, then the masses of Asian workers all appearing happy enough with having jobs and living there. Also, by living there, you accept there's no democracy or free speech. When I questioned a young woman who was hostess at the Sail GP event, she loved living in Dubai. She looked at me blankly when I commented on the air quality. Her mother was an English teacher and the young woman had lived all her life in Dubai and never left. I think I need to talk to someone who loves visiting there, but I suspect it's about disappearing into a fantasy world. Back home, to see carpets of green orange trees everywhere, hills and mountains with forests and blue sky restored me to normality. And to reassure me that the EU is still on course to meet or exceed its Paris Agreement commitments, this week they are covering the southern-facing roof of the town's central market with solar panels. Rather in our face, as our apartment actually faces that part of the roof. But with our positive take on such things, it's a welcome view. A family I know in Queenstown with a perfect large roof for solar panels and who heat the large house with diesel said they don't want solar panels because they would look ugly. All a personal perspective. On a more serious note, both the Ukraine and Gaza wars are weighing heavy on everyone over here. I feel changes are due for both, whether it's going to be lack of funding or indiscriminate killing, that will further push whatever is going to happen. Here in Spain, we still deal with the legacy of ETA terrorism. Having managed a disarmament, the previous terrorists are using political means now, and a full 13 ex-ETA members hold public office, people that organised or were part of killing people. Obviously, victims' families find that hard to accept and do get quite a lot of press about it. But wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain for the week.
You've been listening to Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.